We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated.
The latest on an alleged plan to assassinate Donald Trump. This man grabbed by police at a packed rally in Las Vegas, and ABC's Pierre Thomas has new details in Washington.
Weighing up the mood of conservative America in a gun show in West Virginia. Among the rifle racks and ammunition, there's anger and dark talk of looming conflict.
After Senator Rand Paul was allegedly assaulted at his home.
We are witnessing a radicalization of libertarians all across the country.
Dear viewers, we have just received word that Libertarian Death Squad are taking over.
He
also worries that civil war could be on the way back.
Her son, 19-year-old Horace Lorenzo Anderson, was shot and killed inside the then cop-free zone that persisted for weeks on Capitol Hill.
Of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
It's taken just 4 weeks for that statement to be proved so spectacularly and alarmingly wrong. Reality, thousands of miles away, is now on him.
China is urging its citizens not to travel abroad as it struggles to contain the virus.
We will be standing up Christmas Island as a quarantine.
Go, Brandon, I agree.
Hey, by the way, are you banned from entering the country?
Christmas ornaments, drywall,
declared that the coronavirus
name three things and don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think.
I am your host, James Madison, and today we're going to be talking about Ethan Klein. Now, I know I'm a little late to this story, and man, how long is it going to be until we admit to ourselves that Ethan Klein is a all-out lolcow? Like, him and Quinn Reviews have really, like, you got two YouTubers, right? And you know what? A lot of people seem ashamed to admit it, but there was a point in time when Quinn Reviews used to be popping, bro. Like, y'all cannot convince me that Quinn Reviews was not good at one point in time. And occasionally, he'll still make the odd good video. I don't know what's up with his, I wanna just, you know, fucking simp for ContraPoints fucking arc began, but, you know, overall, like, one of my favorite videos of his is actually the Garfield tour, like, road trip video where he goes to, like, God, it's been, I think I haven't seen it since the year it came out, but I watched it twice. It's my favorite video of his where he traveled out to where the Garfield comic books were made, but that's completely irrelevant to this whole story, but it is worth checking out, so. Of all people, for me to leave a link to in the description below will be an H3 and a Quinn Reviews video. Now, you'll notice here, this is actually the Zzzzna channel. There we go. We have to watch this here because YouTube took this down. And when we watch this, we'll discuss where my grievance with this getting taken down and the punishment he got comes from. Trust me, it's deserved. At the same time, I got some gripes with it. I got some gripes with YouTube over this. Now, Ethan Klein is somebody that's kind of an interesting case to me. It's amazing how many old YouTubers I used to love to watch back in the day have just become these, like, sellout cucks, kind of, if that makes any sense. And it really seems like a bulk of the old YouTubers I used to watch a lot tended out to be really big pieces of shit. from Onision to better not say that one. Anyway, there's also like Jeffree Star. Fuck off. I used to watch some of their videos. Onision's like the worst one I can think of that turned out. Oh, EDP. That was another one that turned out to be pretty fucked up. And then iDubbbz. Man, iDubbbz just had a fucking rough one. Dude was king of it, right? King of the commentary community. And his girlfriend decides she wants to be a fucking skank, and after he lambasted sex workers and shit, he kind of just was like, yeah, I know what I said before, but, you know, it's fine now. I don't care how many people see her. And he grew that weird, creepy, hi, I'm that dad that hugs people's kids a little too tightly mustache. It's really a weird fucking look on him. And then Leafy's been fucking, I don't know where he is, man, but I miss him. I really do. Like, these are guys from 2016 YouTube, and those of you who've been listening to me for a while and follow, like, the old Let's Chat or the Grey Pill series will remember, man, 2016 was my favorite year in my life so far. Favorite year. Dropped out of high school, went back to college that year, fucking was living on my own. Trump got elected, I was watching everybody melt down. Started going around traveling, doing stringer work, filming protests and shit, and selling my footage for a little bit of cash. It was a good time. And the YouTube was fucking great at the time, dude. The drama community was popping off. It seemed like every week there was a new target in the fucking Keemstar's hot, like, fucking sites right there. And bro, a lot of people be hating on Keemstar's content. I really don't fucking care so much. You know, people are going to like him or dislike him. There's plenty of shit he's done in his life to dislike him. At least in his YouTube and, like, content-making career. I get it. But I've been watching Bro since the FAG days. And I guess it's nostalgia. My point is, a lot of these old YouTubers, these boomer-tubers, as we would ooh, that's a good one. Boomer-tuber. That's really what they are at this point. Jesus Christ, Ela. What's with this Amy Winehouse fresh out of rehab and fucking dehydrated look? Like, she's always kind of looked like a skeleton, but Jesus, can someone give this lady some fucking matzah with some peanut butter on it, please? But Ethan Klein seems to have really had a bad downfall. Now, I didn't care, really, when he kind of fucked everybody over and just started making the podcast, because, you know, I didn't care. We were getting a podcast almost every night. Like, it was a continuous thing in 2016. And at that point, I was really just starting to get into podcasts. Like, there was a couple I would watch periodically. Like, before I really got into podcasts, the ones I would check out would be, like, the Bill Burr Monday Morning Podcast, and maybe occasionally the various little versions of that. You know, like the Thursday Before Friday podcast, or the Sunday Right Before Monday morning podcast with Bill Burr, that kind of shit. Joe Rogan, of course. And I remember I got seriously into podcasting because a bunch of my favorite YouTubers started launching podcasts. So it was just a thing YouTubers were doing at that point. In YouTube, and H3H3 really fucking killed it. They had on some really phenomenal guests, you know, from fucking Pink Guy all the way up to, like, Joji Post Pink Guy. Pink Eye. It just was a good time, you know? It was cool. You know, I'm working as a cook in some little shitty Coney Island, and, you know, smoke a little green here. Go in, cook, do some dishes, throw on a fucking hilarious podcast with some of my favorite YouTubers, talking to some of my other favorite YouTubers. And back in the day, man, this is when iDubbbz was dropping all that good content cop shit. And Max Mofo was still popping off, and Anything for Views was, you're really starting to see what side of the internet I fucking grew up on, bro. Like, these are like YouTube videos that have deep emotional meaning to me. Like, deep emotional meaning to me. Because a handful of people I remember watching these videos and podcasts with, either don't live anywhere close to me and have moved to different states and shit, B, have fucking died, or C, got locked up, or any other extenuating circumstances, you know? So I watch these and I think of a different time when, you know, I worked at this restaurant, middle of the night, no one's in the restaurant. Me, some of my friends I snuck in the back are hanging out, smoking a J between us, listening to fucking Joe Rogan talk to, like, fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson stoned out before, you know, we found out Neil deGrasse Tyson was kind of a fraud. That's a long, deep rabbit hole. Razor Fist is a better video on it than I could ever put together. It takes me to a different time. And now, you know, I'm sitting in this position where I'm looking at this guy right here, Ethan Klein, and it's like, bro, I used to watch you. Vape Nation, bro. Now the truth is, Vape Nation was actually a George Miller idea, or as we know him as Joji, aka Filthy Frank, aka Papa Pinku. Now, Vape Nation was actually his idea, and Ethan Klein stole it, and then he just kind of let it go. Shout out to, I think it was Wavy Webster who let that out on the internet. Now, there's also just a ton of really good content. I think one of my favorite bits in the... It's stupid, right? But there's a video where it starts off with... So, for context, there's a video where iDubbbz and Ethan Klein are going around posting Where's Leafy's chin wanted posters all over town. It was a goof and a gaff. And then they had, like, a chicken eating thing in another video where they were eating chicken out of a sewer, and Ethan over here was really fucking grossed out by it. And then later on, they got back at him in a different YouTube video because they locked him out of the house and they made him, like, walk around this steep hill and he, like, fell down it and shit. Really good stuff. You know what? In the description of this, I'm going to probably just throw a couple links to some of my old favorite videos from these content creators. I can't do them any justice. The whole reason I'm even saying this is I feel bad bashing this guy. Gokunaro has this great fucking video that Ethan Klein had taken down. That's another thing I want to bring up here. Ethan Klein and Susan Wojcicki are best friends, and she's the lady that, you know, Google has running YouTube. They are best buddies. Like, they are just really fucking close to each other. She's been on the show a few times, at least twice, I believe. And they've called her on the show before. Like, these guys are actively close. She even got him fucking a onesie for the Keemstar baby that he's raising, allegedly, mind you, allegedly. And behind that one, so supposedly at some point. Jesus, what the fuck is this? Hold up. Is that what he looks like these days? Oh, okay. Bro, I seriously thought that was Jeffree Star for me. I was like, God damn, it's been a few years, hasn't it? The whole reason I even watched his content was because I got in it when all those memes about that Tati James Charles drama shit was going on. I seriously fucking thought that was James Charles versus Jeffree Star for a second. That's funny. Woo! Made me chuckle. But, yeah, anyway, Gokunaro had this great video. It's archived all over YouTube. It's still up. But Ethan Klein had it taken down, and then he lied about it. That was a whole fucking mess, but Ethan Klein's been on a really hard city decline for a very long time, and in the last couple months, he's just been hitting rock bottom. We have an older clip to watch after this one, where he starts telling YouTube that you need to go after these guys as sponsors. He starts calling for, like, sponsors to ditch people that they're sponsoring. It's real taboo, bro. And, like, 10 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, you would never have thought to do that. That would be instant, like, you are ostracized for doing that. But let's check out this clip right here of this man just shoving his foot all the way down his fucking throat. Bear with me.
Let's just start shooting in the air in Texas. Woo! We'll show them boys what legal guns look like. Make them regret it real fast. If I was in Texas right now, I go buy the craziest gun I could. Or you can buy an AR-15. You don't even need a license.
I don't think I need to tell anybody, but that's not what an AR-15 at all sounds like. He seems to think it's some kind of fully automatic rifle. It's not. It's a semi. You only gotta pull the trigger. One pull equals one shot. Bing, 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 bing. He does like a weird revolver thing. You see that? Hold up. Almost sounds like a revolver. Right here.
At the show.
They'd be like, oh shit, we better pass some laws. I'd be like, yeehaw, everybody! I'm got all my friends! Not at people, just in the air, right? And to an abandoned desert. Okay, we don't want to hurt anyone. Let's show them what legal guns look like, boys. You guys like guns, huh? I'll show you guns. Come on now, boy. Like, get the guns down, boy. Get a princess and the guns in it. Shoot
them
down.
Cow, man.
Get them Texans with an overexposure therapy.
Come on down there, putting the guns out, shooting them in the air now. I think kids, students should walk the fuck out. Your lives. I'll join them, man. I was like, fuck this, bro. And I'll bring all my guns. Woohoo! We having ourselves an old-fashioned gun shoot-off. Let's see how safe they feel then.
Wait, listen to this.
Is it bad advice to say, like, go outside Ted Cruz's house and just shoot in the air?
Yes.
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 Look.
Yeah, bullets come down, you fucking dumbass.
Because, I'm just saying, it's like the cigarette thing.
Shooting in the air, not a good idea. Bullets come down.
Yeah, listen to the San Fran, bro. Bullets come down. Pretty, straightforward. And the kicker of it is, this bony Skeletor bitch next to him with a horse smile. Yeah, she's former Israeli soldier right there, bro. I'm not kidding. Hila was, like, an actual, like badass, bro. Right here. Yeah, like, she was actually a fucking real, like, soldier. Like, she killed some shit, bro. Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised this doesn't come up more often, but... Yeah, she's a bit of a gun. Really? That's not real, right? That's not fucking real, right? But anyway, yeah, Hila was in the military, so she's just sitting next to him, listening to her husband say this stupid shit. Stupid shit. Non-fucking-stop next to her, and she's just there like, yep, yeah, right, honey, shooting in the air, yeah.
Okay, what about blanks? What about blanks?
Stop
just to
it.
Make the point.
Like, fucking, what's the Looney
Tunes? Stop it. I hate that this video is spliced, but everything else is just somebody else talking over the video.
His character.
Yosemite Sam at Asada's house?
Yeah!
With blanks.
Man, I gotta say Baba Booey to that shirt, dude. I kinda fuck with that.
Okay, but what if a bunch of people with blanks go shooting in the air? I just try to make a point. Like, it's not...
I don't know what fucking point you're making, but you sound goddamn retarded.
Hey, you made a point. You made a point.
I'll join.
You made a blunt end.
We'll go to the Walmart down the street, pick up some AR-15s.
I'll get it.
Go to the Walmart, pick up an AR-15. Let me just... Here, if you want to any gun-grabbing liberal that you know of, take them to Walmart. And you know what? That's actually not bad advice. I don't... know if you can get an AR-15 at Walmart. I can't say one way or another on that. He might actually be right on that one. I don't know, but I don't give a fuck if you can. You should be able to buy just about any kind of firearm at a goddamn Walmart or a Myers for all I give a damn. If they want to sell it, you should be able to buy it. Now, just take any liberal who says they need to ban guns to Walmart. You don't need to actually buy the rifle. Just say, I want to get that rifle. And then when they put that stack of fucking paperwork in front of you, your liberal friend is going to look at that stack of paper and be like, oh, what's this? Oh, yeah, this is all your background check shit. Name, social security, everything, bro. That's a thick stack of papers you need to fucking fill out and sign and go through and read, bro. That's a lot of shit. And they don't realize what you gotta go through in order to get a fucking rifle. And even then, rifles are like one of the easiest things to get. Why? Because it's not the most convenient for mass shootings. Rifles are kind of inconvenient for that. More convenient for like long range, needs.
Gallon hat like Yosemite's fan.
I'm just saying, it's time for drastic action.
What kind of drastic action do you have in mind, my fair mensch?
Do they feel safe? They're blanks. What's the problem? I would only do blanks, not real rounds. Can you get blanks for that? Like an AR-15? Like a whole magazine of blanks?
I fail to see what the focus on the AR-15 is. Is it because it looks scary? Like, what specifically about the AR-15 makes people want to go after it? Like, there are so many more deadly, dangerous fucking... Like, you can get a spa, bro. And no one fucking cares about it. But the AR, it has to be because it looks scary, right? And you can put all the cool little wish gadgets on it, make people think it looks even cooler. I don't... Why of all the firearms that you can own recreational would you go after that? Why don't you go after something that's actually kind of a threat? You know, ARs will jam up on you. They're not always the most reliable firearm. Why don't you go after something that's like actually a reliable fucking tool? Go after like an AK, bro. That thing could be a reliable marksman rifle up to like, what, 500 yards? It's fairly decent. And you can throw that bitch in mud, dirt, fucking water, fucking wherever the fuck you want. You can beat somebody to death with it, and that thing will be ready. It'll be cock-locked and ready to rock, bro. AK-47 is the most reliable on-demand weapon you can get. You want to know how on-demand they are? Despite firearms, a lot of use, like a lot of the usability of a firearm is based on its age. There are abandoned weapon caches from the Cold War all across the Middle East that just the right lucky camel herder might come across and find and get and pick himself up a 60-year-old firearm that just works right out of the fucking sand-filled box. Seriously, have you ever wondered why it seems like, wow, it seems like in all these videos about the Middle East and all these different weddings over there, they seem to get a lot of AK-47s? It's because they're just floating the fuck around. And they are extremely usable rifles. Like, I want one. I want a Kalashnikov. Them Cold War era Russians really knew what the fuck they were working with. Because they're like, well, we don't have shit to do with shit. So you better make something that's reliable and gonna fucking stand the test of time if we go to war with the fucking Yanks. And, man... Was it like Mikhev Kalashnikov fucking came together, made this badass piece of hardware, and it has stood the test of time. From good guys to bad guys, the AK-47 has stood the test of time, but by all means, focus on the fucking AR-15 for some goddamn reason. Doesn't even sound like that.
Imagine. Make a point. It'd make a fucking point.
Has Colin Noir reacted to this clip yet? I'm gonna go find that after this video.
1 minute. You scared now, bitch? So yeah, you like guns outside your house. Get a fake tactical nuke.
What?
You can do it with an adapter or an AR-15.
Thanks for confirming.
An adapter.
Are they on Amazon?
I'm saying that it's available on a bunch of different websites.
What if we go with our bug assault? Guns.
Bug assault,
good.
The
assault guns.
We probably get...
Assault guns, says the lady who was former Israeli Defense Force. Are you shitting me right now?
Shot dead. He had a rifle.
Define assault rifle, first off. No one can fucking define it. And I can tell you for a fact, this is just a great picture here. Hela knows goddamn well there is no such fucking thing as an assault rifle. It is an elusive fucking term. It's a buzzword at most.
This was me outside the NRA headquarters with blanks.
But remember at this point, he's saying it's just with blanks. It's nothing real.
Citizens freely. Everybody.
Comedy.
Join in.
Is there like.
Comedy.
Is there like an official
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm not seeing official.
The Rose was a rival theater, I'm seeing.
Fuck the Rose.
Yeah, I knew the Rose had some association with the.
I'm about to go outside the Rose with some blanks.
Rogue gang.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. If there was a shooting at Walmart, and then
got
they,
it.
No, wait, stop.
There was a shooting at Walmart. This is very insensitive. Stop making this
wait,
joke.
Wait, and
there's
then
literally a shooting at Walmart.
Jesus, you can hear his producer's vagina leaking, can't you?
Don't finish.
Let me finish it
when it's cutting out.
Let me finish. And then they said, they showed me that video and said, this is what they were doing.
Stop it. It's insensitive. Stop what you're saying. It's sense. It's bad. It's bad.
The day before, I'd be like,
fucking California.
That's horrible, but I get it. I mean, that.
It was a funny joke.
No, no.
Anybody?
The only. Yeah, go ahead, Xbox 360. You can turn off GTA San Andreas. I'm serious. I'm playing GTA San Andreas. Like, between edits, like, when I'm recording episodes, I'm seriously just playing GTA San Andreas. Like, I'm not even fucking kidding. This is what I do between takes when I'm editing and putting the videos together before they upload. I'm just playing GTA San Andreas. I'm incredibly based if you haven't found that out by now.
Got it!
No, but huh?
You really can't let us end quiet, fool, and peaceful.
Listen, I'm a comedian.
I wouldn't flatter yourself. Now, I just kind of get that vibe like dad just hit mom at the dinner table and you got your friend over and you're all just trying to eat. And occasionally your mom just goes, you know, between her bites of peas and carrots. It's a little bit harder for her to eat these days with so many teeth missing.
You got to push the envelope. That's what we do.
That was for me, actually.
Guys, come on. I'm just kidding. Stop it. You know
so
I care
cool.
about this stuff. I'm just
he's so cool.
You guys know this is the show, okay? Come on. Stop it.
Stop it.
Someone said it just wasn't funny, Ethan. Someone
stop
said
it's funny.
It's funny.
Let's try to pitch it to Netflix.
Was
really not funny.
Funny.
Was the Walmart joke funny?
It's not funny.
Yes or no? I mean,
it's not funny!
It's just straightforward
Wait,
as
Netflix
it gets.
Netflix, pick this up. Yes or no?
It's just me doing Walmart, and showing up the next day? That's the show?
It's just a special about Walmart and mass shooting.
Jesus Christ. Wow, 50% no. That's, okay, tough crowd. Damn.
Maybe you're just not funny.
Tough audience. Holy shit.
But this is not it. Hold on. YouTube has just been yanking this fucking clip down. Okay, so I found it over here. Of course, it's at the Funny Republican, because where else would it be? Oh, let's get this one going. Okay.
So there was a big protest outside the NRA meeting, which was good. Do we have any insight into what they're actually talking about there at the NRA meeting that's today in Texas? Someone should bomb that building. Mm-hmm. Okay,
don't.
I'll roll that back.
Roll that back immediately.
Everything but violence.
Jesus.
Let me.
Wow, everyone seems to have gotten very uncomfortable suddenly.
Can we cut back?
I got a little carried away there. Nobody bombed the building, alright? I take that. Texas? Someone should bomb that building. Talking about there at the NRA meeting that's today in Texas. Someone should bomb that building. Talking about there at the NRA meeting that's today in Texas. Someone should bomb that building.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting clip.
Okay, don't. I'll roll that back.
Roll that back immediately.
His wife looks so unfucking comfortable.
Everything but violence.
Jeez.
He could have just said, but, you know, blow it up with blanks.
Can we cut back?
I got a little carried away there. Nobody bombed the building, all right? I take that back. Thank you. I took it a little too... I got a little passionate there.
Now, I will say, a lot of people showing this clip around, or all the clips you can find, do not, in fact, show the part where he actually walks it back. They just stop at the part where he says someone should go blow up the NRA. Now, what I would like to point out here is, at that NRA meeting that he just called for, you know... Oh, how big is his audience? How many people watch this? Let's find out real quick. Right here. Let's go find out. How many people... 2.96 million subscribers. Though, I mean, I've been unsubscribed for a while. Let's see. 1 million. All right. So, I guess he's still pulling at least like half, roughly, of his audience. So that's not too bad. Not as bad as people are making out to be. People are acting like he gets no views anymore. He actually gets pretty consistent views, which I will say makes this a little bit more alarming, because he just told almost 3 million people, you know, at least half of 3 million people, that they should go blow up an NRA meeting or a big NRA conference with such people as Donald Trump speaking. You just called for an act of terrorism on American soil against a former U.S. president at a speaking event that has many other elected officials present. You also called for assault, allegedly, though I feel like it's not allegedly at this point, you called for assault on Greg Abbott, saying someone should go shove some sticks up in the fucking wheel so it can tip his wheelchair over. And I will admit, man, I don't really like Greg Abbott. It's only in the last couple of months has he really made any fucking moves. I think that's because he knows Colonel Allen West is hot on his fucking trail in the polls. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Matthew McConaughey's horrible attempt to run for governor, go look at that shit. The moon, man. We need to go praise the moon. Go praise the moon, man. The moon's going to be praised. It's the cringiest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
Roll it back.
How can we go back in time?
Rewind time.
Be kind. Rewind.
Yeah, let's protest that building. Let's bomb it with emotional protest.
A love bomb.
In Minecraft.
Let's love bomb it.
Let's love bomb it.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said love bomb.
Yeah.
You said someone should go bomb that, blow up that NRA meeting.
The love was silent.
Man, I'm gonna get in trouble on YouTube for this. I bet I will.
Right.
Kill him with kindness.
Let's fucking kill everyone in that building.
Let's just end the show.
Let's fucking
permanently heal up. Finally. A fucking based take.
Bomb that. So there was a big protest.
Well, that's the big fucky-wucky. Now, Ethan Klein has been forced to take that video down, and he cannot post on YouTube for a week. You know, usually I would say that's actually maybe an overstep of a punishment. You know, he just said some stupid shit. I've said some really stupid shit in the past. I've never called for anything like this. Now, I have made predictions of violent actions being carried out based on articles I'm reading and trajectories that I'm picking up from reading said articles, where it's like, well, you know, this is what they're saying they're going to do, and this group has done X, Y, and Z in the past. They might be kind of serious about doing this right fucking now. We should probably take them seriously. So, you know, I have predicted this, but that's far vastly different than what he just fucking did. And then only because of his protesters he walked, only because of his fucking... God, this guy looks like John? Yeah, this guy looks like John Belushi, doesn't he? I'm a zit. You get it? Now, the problem with that is YouTube banned Donald Trump's account for January 6th. They said his speech at the Ellipse incited the riot at the Capitol. And they banned him off this platform. They also banned Trump off Twitter under, quote, incitement of violence. So I feel like this is an active incitement of violence. I would actually find it kind of humorous if Elon Musk was to pull some sort of strings and get his account permanently banned off Twitter. At least as a joke. Now, please don't actually do this. I realize what I'm saying right now, I'm saying with like some comical effect in mind, and I would actually really laugh. Okay, so let me point out my hypocrisy right there. I would genuinely laugh if you know, Ethan Klein got his shit nuked off YouTube. I would find that actually really, 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 really fucking funny, but it's not the right thing to do. He shouldn't be silenced. He should have his terrible ideas challenged in the comments. He should be met with force and forced to either turn off comments on his thing or private his account or block people. All these are signs that you have won the debate against somebody when they block you. Or when they make it so you can't leave comments, they are scared of the challenge because their ideas do not withstand scrutiny and they cannot properly defend or fight for them without feeling like they are losing. That's an admission of it. Now, that being said, I still would laugh if he had his fucking channel, his Twitter account banned. It'd be kind of funny. It's just, you know, all these media platforms came so hard at Trump on January 6th for something he really didn't call for. And what was that doofy little PSA you did? You're very special. You're all so special. So special. Go home with peace and love in your heart. Violence. Okay, violence. Violence doesn't solve anything. Go home. Thank you. You're very special. Golden stars will be on your little post. Good job, thank you, thank you. Well, essentially what his fucking little go-home video was. And they said he didn't try to call it off while it was happening. Well, he was. There's actually a video of him trying to call it off. It says he was banned and silenced on so many platforms, the video didn't go up till like 3 hours after the event was fucking over. I'm just saying, Trump didn't call for anything violent, and you banned him off of all these platforms, and YouTube banned him off. What was it? His account was suspended on YouTube for, like, what, 4 months? 4 or 5 months? And then eventually they just added it back eventually? I don't know, man. It seems like a fucking unbalanced world, doesn't it? But then again, I'm not really surprised. We have an article to get into that we're going to read. Oh, well, let me find that one clip I told you I would show you. Right here. H3H3's fan, go after H3. I'm just trying to find the fucking clip. What's this?
You guys always know how Ethan Klein is always talking about how his penis doesn't work when him and Hila are trying to have a baby.
No, but continue.
Because of his medication, I think he's full of crap. I think him and Hila are in a loveless relationship with zero intimacy at all.
Regardless of if I maybe agree with what this gentleman might be saying, his views do not reflect that of this podcast because there is no proof to it. Regardless of how I may feel about what he's saying.
Ethan Klein is very horny. He's a very horny man. I'm watching the first podcast back here. The newest H3 podcast. And Ethan is very, very wordy when it comes to talking about his employees, female, and his male employees, wives and girlfriends. This is a horny Jewish man in a loveless marriage with Hila, who is a ruthless bitch. You guys always know.
Allegedly. I mean, that's not what I was looking for, but that's pretty fucking funny. Fuck, I can't seem to find the clip, but Yeah, he had at one point called for all of his sponsors are dropping content creators, only for him to then get canceled himself and lose every one of his fucking sponsors, every one of them, which is kind of funny. For being a threat to the message.
Today we have no sponsors because I am an existential threat to gay rights and all progress. So, of course, our wonderful fans have taken it upon themselves to write over our sponsors. And to have them not sponsor or not to support us. I'll just say this. I'm very thankful to our members because it makes this show kind of bulletproof to stuff like this. It's just painful that, you know, people would do that. There it is. And, you know, the other thing is, like, you like...
Well, dude, you've fed this monster. Have you learned nothing from the story of Frankenstein? These monsters inevitably turn on the masters who created them. Right now, like all these establishment Democrats cheered on Antifa and all these violent left groups, and then these violent left groups got out of hand and started burning down cities in their community, and they ran cover for him, bailed him out of jail and prison, and then boom. Joe Biden's inauguration. People were going around chanting, "We don't want Biden, we want revenge," while they fucking firebombed and burned shit down. The very beast that you feed turns on you in monumental ways. And that's what happened with him. It's hard to feel bad for him, but he is right when he thinks his donors? What?
To stuff like this. I'm very thankful to our members.
Members. Because they make him bulletproof to things like this.
Because it makes this show kind of bulletproof to...
Oop. And he's kind of right. When you have people that can sponsor you and support you and like your content, then you have to worry about, you know, surviving sponsors. Though with the oncoming economy and the way it is, content creators are going to see a sharp cut in the amount of money given to them by their sponsors or by their members and their fans and super chats. That's just going to fucking happen. Like, you know, you're going to be out of fucking luck. SOL and JWF was when people come down, they're like, "Look, I can't buy baby food. I put $70. It took $70 to fill my fucking gas tank earlier. You know, I can't give this content creator 10, 15, 25 bucks to shout me out online. I can't do that. I have to fucking put my family first," and that's what they're going to do. They'll put themselves first. They'll put buying weed ahead of giving a YouTuber some money. And I get it. I fully get it. And this isn't going to last forever. What he should have done is gotten on Rumble and Getter and Parler when it was a thing. He should have gotten on these rival networks and drawn people over there. The whole reason why there's this stigma around Rumble and all these other, like, BitChute and Odyssey type platforms is, well, there's just a hive of Republicanism. That's because who's not being allowed to talk right now on a mainstream platform, so they're going over there making that shit big. Ethan Klein could bring left-isms to the fucking platforms. And the people who run the platforms would welcome him. But instead, he'd rather stay on the corporate side of things and assuming his friendship with fucking goofy bitch who runs YouTube would be enough to keep him going. And it's not. And here's the funny thing about, you know, Google. YouTube loses money. YouTube has just... Google's been playing the long game with YouTube for the longest time. YouTube has been an annual money loser for Google. Google's just hoping, since it's one of their most used products, that eventually they'll be able to turn tide and make a profit off of it annually. At most, they break even. At worst, they lose $60 million, $15 million, or more. It has only gone up over the years, especially in the last couple of years where we've seen it just skyrocket from a few million lost a couple... It was like a dozen lost in every year. And then it started going into severe numbers. It went from, like, you know, 5 million lost to 10 million lost to 20 million lost to 50 to 60. And that's where we are now. $1 million lost every year we're in this platform. When these other tech sites get big enough, Google will just execute YouTube. Once they realize, like, oh, well, we lost this war, it'll be completely their fault because of the whole censorship thing. You get what you fucking deserve. Or as Joker Goofy would say, you can deserve. Now let's get into that article I mentioned. Let me close these out. Right here, the post-millennial. YouTuber Ethan Klein calls for bombing of NRA conference. Yeesh. And this article is by American News. Ashley St. Clair. Oh, she was on Timcast a while back. Okay. YouTuber Ethan Klein called for the NRA conference in Texas to be bombed. Quote, saw there was a big protest outside the NRA meeting, which was good. I agree with that. Klein said Friday, but it was actually a riot. Quote, do we have any insight into what they're actually talking about there? It's a live stream, Doug. You could have looked it up. At the NRA meeting, that's today in Texas, someone should bomb that building.
So there was a big protest outside the NRA meeting, which was good. Do we have any insight into what they're actually talking about there at the NRA meeting that's today in Texas? Someone should bomb that building.
She goes, Now, post-millennial, I can't help but notice you don't have a part of the clip where he walks that back and says he got a little carried away with it. At least in a way he admits he was wrong. I can't help but notice you don't have that clip in here. See, I will go after Ethan Klein just as much for saying the stupid shit he fucking says. But I also have to ask, even though I like the post-millennial, why the fuck don't they actually keep that clip in there? Now, I know this is probably not their fucking... I'm sure this does not go to their fucking Rumble. Oh, it does go to the post-millennial's Rumble. Okay, so they just uploaded a clip with the whole part where he says, I got a little carried away and went too far. Don't actually do that. They took that away, huh? Post-millennial, I would like to say I am fucking embarrassed by you. That's an important piece of the clip. Now, Ethan Klein, he said something really fucking dumb. Abso-fucking-lutely. Bash him for it. But at least show the clip where he said, at least show the whole clip where he says, don't actually do that. I got caught up. Don't do that. Maybe they'll bring it up in the article, but I have a funny feeling they're not going to. Klein hosts the H3 podcast with 2.9 million subscribers. The National Rifle Association's convention is held annually in Houston. Earlier this year, Klein, who is obese, was embroiled in a controversy for criticizing Joe Rogan's health choices. Yeah, over the Joe Rogan saying he wasn't going to take the vaccine. Now, we picked fun at Ethan Klein a while back because he said, you don't have to do any research, man. You can just trust what they're telling you. You can look that up, too. Actually, why look it up? I can just pull it up right here. Fuck it. Just smacking keys at this point just because I want to find it. Okay, well, it's not good. Oh. You don't have to... Oh, is there a version of it that's not Crowder? Right here. West Coast Creep. Oh, it's just going to take forever to load, isn't it?
But perhaps the greatest crime against humanity the Nazis committed against the...
Oh, okay, well, I guess this is part of the video. Oh, come on.
...humanity the Nazis committed against the Jews. A campaign of hate and murder that goes to the heart of the Nazi movement.
Well, that's useless, isn't it?
So, I actually had an excuse the AC in the background. My computer got so hot, I was having a hard time working. So, the AC will be an obnoxious in the background. But I had to go over to the Steven Crowder channel to find the clip I was looking for.
Oh. I gotta wear a mask, so I'm out there wearing a mask. Yeah. Wow, big deal. And then now they say, you know, if you go outside, you don't need to wear a mask. It's pretty simple. You want to talk about who's dumb? Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole, the CDC is like this whole governmental body with scientists and shit that just tell us what to do. You don't have to think about it, dude.
So that's the caliber of individual we're dealing with. So let's hop back into that article, shall we? Klein hosts the H3 podcast with 2.9 million subscribers. The National Rifle Association's convention is held annually in Houston. Earlier this year, Klein, who is obese, was embroiled in a controversy for criticizing Joe Rogan's health choices. His calls for violence also don't end with his bombing proposal. Klein encourages his young audience to engage in physical confrontation with NRA supporters and Republicans. Quote, "More people need to be getting loud. More people need to be getting angry. Getting in people's fucking faces," he said. Klein further encouraged violence against Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was paralyzed, saying, quote, "I hope that someone puts a stick in his fucking wheelchair so he tumbles out of his seat. Send Abbott down a hill with nobody to hold the back of the wheelchair." Klein prefaced his calls for violence by prompting sales for his new shirts, which read, quote, "End gun violence." Klein's video violates a number of YouTube's community guideline policies, including hate speech against the disabled, incitement of violence, and harmful or dangerous content policies. Yeah, I remember when everyone, including Ethan Klein, were saying, "Oh, I can't believe Trump would make fun of a handicapped journalist," which, again, never, ever, ever fucking happened. Many YouTubers have been banned or demonetized for much less offensive violations of YouTube's guidelines, but Klein has been accused of receiving special treatment from YouTube. His account received a strike for violating the platform's harassment policy in 2021, but he's received no significant lasting consequences for his dangerous behavior. Klein routinely calls for the banning or demonetization of fellow YouTubers. In a video just last month titled, quote, "The LeBrant Family Should Be Kicked Off YouTube," Klein demanded a family channel be removed for posting pro-life documentary. The LeBrants run a prominent Christian family channel and encourage traditional family values, something Klein believes is too extreme to be on the same platform he uses to incite violence. YouTube did not immediately respond for comment from the postmillennial. Now, we have a couple tweets here from Dr. Jordan Peterson. "Also, I should warn you that those who engage in cancel culture generally live to regret it. I'm not going to come after you except politely in this Twitter stream, but the chickens will definitely come home to roost. You'll be held to a higher and higher and soon impossible to maintain ethical standard by the very mob you currently wish to please. Then you will make a mistake, and they will all devour you with glee. Please take this warning seriously. I liked you." I've been working on my Jordan Peterson impression for a while. I think it's getting kind of fucking good. I don't know about you guys, but I'm starting to be proud of it.
You should be. It's very good.
And that is the end of this episode. Now, I'm also going to wrap this episode up right about here. I mean, what at the end of the day was achieved by this? All these conservative YouTubers bashed him. All these left YouTubers came out and defended him, and nothing's really going to happen in the end. He'll have his week suspension, and that will be it. He'll be back, he'll start saying some dumb shit again, and it'll be a cycle that repeats itself. People like Ethan Klein, man, they are the grifters. Everyone, it's...
a lot of people who consume content like what I make are like your average libertarian convention. Everyone but you is a Fed at those things, you know? In this line of work, everybody's a fucking Fed except for your favorite content creator, of course. But Ethan did really funny comedy back in the day. Really edgy. He was obviously fairly conservative back in the day. He might still be, and I genuinely think at some point this is just one big fat fucking grift. He went from making really funny skit videos with some of the funniest people on YouTube to him and the same funny people on YouTube instantly neutering their content for new policy and guidelines and going with what's popular. Instead of pushing boundaries and continuing to be funny, which is actually, in a roundabout thing, kind of funny because I'm really happy George Miller retired Joji when he did, or the Joji retired Pink Guy when he did. Because if Pink Guy continued for much longer, it would have been canceled. It would have been attacked by the internet for being too edgy, but it ended at the perfect time for it to always be up on this high wall of achievement for YouTube. Now, before I end this, I wanted to see if I can find a video about it real quick. There was a video, and it was a breakdown of it, and it was the entire clip versus what's being written in the news about it. But I can't find it. So I found, and I tried to find the Stossel video, the one here that's recorded from somebody recording the TV screen. So it's not exactly in the quality I was hoping for it to be in, but you'll get the message from it.
I don't like Donald Trump. I used to. I thought him spontaneous, real, entertaining, but now I realize he's a mean bully. I know this partly because I saw that video of Trump mocking a disabled reporter.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Trump's opponents quickly made this ad based on that video.
When I saw Donald Trump mock a disabled person, I was just shocked.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
When I saw Donald Trump mock somebody with a disability, it showed me his soul. It showed me his heart.
It showed me his soul.
And I didn't like what I saw.
Me neither. How cruel Trump was. A reporter has a disease and Trump mocks him? But wait a second. Trump waves his arms around. The reporter's disability means he can't move his arms. Also, Trump did something similar when mocking a general who said something he didn't like.
What do you think about ISIS? Oh, ISIS is very tough.
Trump also used the same motion to mock Ted Cruz.
They said, Senator Cruz, what do you think of waterboarding? Oh, I don't want to talk about it. You know, he didn't want to talk about waterboarding.
Turns out this is a Trump performance gimmick. It's not very nice, but it doesn't appear directed at a disabled person. But I didn't know this until I started researching this show. I'm a media junkie, but I never saw the other side of the story. The media really didn't cover it. Another reason I don't like Trump is that he supported the Iraq War and then lied about that. I read that in the elite media again and again. They said Trump voiced his support for the Iraq War on the Howard Stern show. But here's how Trump actually answered Stern's question.
Are you for invading Iraq?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. It's hardly a pushing for war. Later, as the drumbeat built for Bush to go into Iraq, Trump said this to Neil Cavuto.
Perhaps he shouldn't be doing it yet. And perhaps we should be waiting for the United Nations.
I wouldn't call that gung-ho support, like so many commentators have said. Again, researching this...
Wait for the UN. What a fucking boomer.
Sure, I'm a surprise. The ruling class totally distorted that story. And by ruling class, I mean Hollywood, the political class, the media. So-called American elites, they said Trump was a big supporter of the war and that he mocked a disabled reporter. And I never heard the other side of the story. I feel pretty dumb. Makes me wonder what else I don't know. Joe Concha covers the media for the Washington, D.C. newspaper, The Hill. So what else do I know? I mean...
God, I miss reading The Hill on this show. I used to read The Hill every episode. It was like my go-to. The Hill, Guardian occasionally. Man, really showing their colors over the years.
Trump lied, I really believed, about his support for Iraq. John, I would argue that that was the first time he was ever even presented that question. Remember, he's a businessman at the time. Howard's interviews, if you listen to Stern, could go on for 90 minutes without a commercial. They'll just bring up anything. Before the war, yeah, I guess so. You don't hear that side of it, though.
Why not? Why doesn't the media pick it up? Just because they hate Trump so much and they want to embarrass him?
There's a visceral hate for Trump. The Center for Public Integrity looked at donations from 430 journalists. 96% went to Hillary. 96%? Wow, I thought it would be higher.
Well, there it is. Special thanks to Nathan Shepard for uploading this. Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of it. I've covered a few topics on this show. Planning to be doing a couple more uploads. I'll be uploading some more of my old archived podcasts from the Spotify accounts and other platforms like that that haven't been on YouTube. I'm really only now starting to treat YouTube like a serious platform. I've largely been using Rumble for most of my uploading career. Just because, you know, if you want to grow quickly or have an audience, Rumble's kind of the way to go. But, that being said, I'm wrapping up here. I shall talk to you guys later. See you guys back here at 1 o'clock for another upload.